You know, when God made man, I want to show you something in Genesis chapter 1. If you go there, if you go to Genesis chapter 1, you see something. I don't know whether you've seen it, but I want to show you something from Genesis chapter 1. There are many things you can learn from the very first chapter of Genesis. One of the things is, a number of times you find this phrase in Genesis 1. Verse 3, God said, and it says that was the first day. And then the next day it says, and God said, verse 6. And verse 8, that was the second day. The next you read verse 9, God said, and that was the third day, verse 13. And then next it says, verse 14, and God said, and 19, that is the fourth day. Verse 20, then God said, verse 20, and that verse 23, that is the fifth day. And verse 24, that the God said, and that was the sixth day. So what do we see? One common thing in all those days, God was speaking. And that's written in the first chapter of the Bible to teach us that God wants to speak to you and to me every day. Believe it or not, God wants to speak to us every single day. But just like if you have a headphone and the wire is broken again, just a little bit, the connection to the speaker is broken just a little bit, and you put it on and you can't hear a thing. The speaker is saying, the connection there is saying something, that gadget is playing music or saying something, but I can't hear anything because the connection is broken. God is speaking every day. I believe that God speaks every day. And Jesus said that man cannot live by just eating food, but by every word that proceeds from God's mouth, and that is every day. And even grown-up people, even those who call themselves Christians, do not have the habit of listening to God every day. That is why for many years now, I've been telling people, when you get up in the morning, before you get out of bed, pray a little prayer. Lord, today is also a day you're going to speak. I want to hear something that you speak. Because Genesis 1 says he spoke every single day. He spoke and he hasn't stopped speaking. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, I want to hear what you're saying to me today. So I want to show you something else in Genesis 1. You know, when God made the animals, most of the animals, before that, he made the earth, the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and the trees and the fruit and all that in 4 days. That was all done. On the fifth day, he made some of the animals. All the big whales and sharks and all the fish and all the fish and birds, everything that flies in the air and everything that is found in the sea was all made on the fifth day. Why didn't he make the earth animals on the fifth day? Why did he make the dogs and lions and all that on the sixth day? He could have made all the animals together on the fifth day and reserved the sixth day only to make man, Adam and Eve. No. He made all the birds and the fish on the fifth day, and the sixth day was divided into two parts. The first part of the sixth day, he made all the animals, all the creeping things and the elephants and the lions and the cats and the dogs and the creeping animals and insects, and everything was created on the sixth day, the first part. And then the same day, he made man and woman. You know that men and women were made on the same day as animals? Why did God lump them all together on the same day? Why didn't he distinguish man and say, no, I'm going to make you on a special day and everybody else on another day? There's a lesson here. After God made man, you know the animals when an animal dies and it disintegrates, it becomes like the dust of the earth. And when a man dies and his body disintegrates, it also becomes like the dust of the earth. The body of the animals and your body and my body is made of the same dust. Exactly the same. But one big difference, it says here in Genesis that God breathed into Adam and man became a living soul. So there's something added. When he was making the animals, he just made them. But when he made man, man was there and God breathed into him and something came into man which no animal had. That's very important to understand that. God breathed into Adam, into Genesis 2 and verse 7. God breathed into Adam. And he became a living soul. He got what the Bible says is a conscience. That is what made man different from all the animals. When God breathed into man, man got something which no animal has got. A conscience that tells him, you told a lie there. You got a wrong attitude towards that person. You're cheating. Constantly telling you hate that person. That's not a good attitude to have towards that person. Why are you planning and scheming that evil? Your conscience is telling you whenever you do something wrong. Do you know that no animal has that? Lions and dogs and snakes and all these animals, they can do millions of wrong things and they don't feel convicted about it. They keep doing it. You can train a dog. That's different. But basically, all animals, they don't have any feeling of what they're doing is wrong. Everything they do is right. They can kill and eat others, and like lions eat human beings. It doesn't bother them. But God breathed into man, into all of you children, God's breathed and given you a conscience so that from the earliest childhood, you know something you're doing is wrong. And that is the most important thing that distinguishes you and me from animals. And that's what tells us that we are created to be children of God. Those animals are not created to be children of God. Our conscience. So that's the thing we have got to safeguard more than our eyes and more than our hands. And we're so careful with our bodies. But the most important part of you is your conscience. And it's that conscience that tells you that you're sinned. You don't need somebody else to tell you that. The little child knows when it does something wrong. Why does a little child sometimes hide something wrong that it did from its parents? Because his conscience tells him, you did something wrong. So to children and adults, I would say, preserve your conscience is the most important thing. And all of us have spoiled our conscience so much in our life that the only way we can clean it up is by asking Jesus Christ to come inside, cleanse away all that sin by what he did on the cross, taking our punishment and shedding his blood. Then our conscience becomes clean. And once it becomes clean by Christ coming in, we must be very sensitive after that. Not to tell lies. Not to speak evil. Not to say things that hurt others. Not to get angry with people. And not to do dirty things. Unclean things. Never to take advantage of somebody. Never to take things that don't belong to us. Never to steal. And we do these things. Then we need to immediately confess it to the Lord. If you hurt somebody, you must immediately go and say, I'm sorry for hurting you. Otherwise your conscience will trouble you. And you have to set it right. God wants us to keep our conscience clean always. So if you can learn that one lesson through what you heard today, even the adults, I believe it'll help you tremendously.